This is the Brisnet.com call-in show on the Horse Racing Radio Network. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776. Now, here's Anthony Stabile and Ed DeRosa.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show here on the Horse Racing Radio Network. I'm the Big A, Anthony Stabile in New York. Ed DeRosa is down at Churchill Downs. Producer Lee Delapina back in our Lexington, Kentucky studios. The Belmont Stakes edition of the show. Sad that Mr. DeRosa is not sitting next to me tonight. Happy Belmont, Ed.
Thank you. Happy Belmont to you, Beast.
Yeah, ready to roll. Beast is here. Belmont 153, about 48 hours and 55 minutes away. Great card on Saturday. You're going to be in and out of this show, still doing your duties over at Churchill Downs. So let's kick off the program. We'll end it as well as we wait for you to give us a call. Anything and everything Thoroughbred Racing. Give us a Belmont Stakes pick. We'll talk anything. 888-966-4776. We usually wait for the end of the show for this, but why don't you tell everyone where they can get, how they can get covered for the Belmont Stakes over at Brisnet this weekend.
Yeah, Brisnet.com/Belmont. Great products already up for the weekend, obviously PPs, et cetera. But, you know, New York, one of our bigger circuits. So workout reports, the analysis from people like Gus Alonso and Dick Powell. I'd say the main thing is definitely those ultimate PPs. It's a blockbuster card, and you know, with you and I, and we've talked about this, Anthony. It's not necessarily about, oh, I need someone's picks to play, but we all have our convictions. And for me, there's just certain races where you're not sure, and you know, maybe you like a $20 horse, or Andy, or Dick, or Gus, and you know, those are the ones I can.
Or you,
I can,
or you,
or me. Sure. Well, I'm the one. In this case, it's me. So I'm looking at you. But yeah, I mean, I hope people see me as someone that when they, you know, need, they have some room on their ticket, or know they need a price to really have a shot at spicing things up. I'd much rather lean on someone who I know has an eye for those type of races. But you know, the opposite's true too sometimes, where I'm dead against a horse maybe, or dead set on one, and no one's going to change my mind. I don't need anyone's help for that. But these are tough days of racing, and I'm a big fan of availing myself to those kind of opinions to hope to catch the lightning in a bottle, because it's easy to miss the big winners, and you can't have them all. So that, to me, is one of the strengths of these big days at Brisnet, a wide variety of opinions, and hopefully we can help some people score out.
All right. Love it. Love that mentality. Yep. All about sharing opinions and getting over to Brisnet. And I always listen to what you, I always take a look at you and James, that's for sure. No offense to everybody else over there, but I trust you guys, and I know you guys, and I know the work that goes in. Fantastic opinions. Steve in Baltimore. That's like he's like one of our ride or dies. He was ready to roll to Oakland with me this winter. Steve, welcome to the Belmont Stakes edition of the Brisnet.com call-in show. Happy Belmont, my friend.
Happy Belmont. Ride or die. I like that, Big A. Take that as a compliment. Action Ed, question for you. I'm kind of new to the Brisnet game, and I love it. It's like if they were selling their religion to me, I would have opened the door up and invited them in for tea and crumpets, you know?
Wow!
So I do have a question about the late pace stuff, though. I love the triple digit, and I think a lot of people probably use Brisnet, love the triple digit late pace. Do you find like a surface or a distance where you find that late pace rating most relevant?
For me, it's a seasoning number, and you'll hear me talk most about it when we get into the fall for two-year-olds, and a big part of that is because they're lightly raised, so you know, they've run only one or two times and they pop that number. I would say that to me is when it's at its most powerful. A horse is already, you know, maybe run a lightly raced horse for whatever reason, even 3 or 4 year old. And then they take a big step forward in that late pace. And, you know, the triple digits just kind of a nice place to draw the line, 'cause it really sticks out when you see that third number there. But, you know, even if they were running 80 and then an 85 and then came with a 98, like, to me, that would catch my eye, too. So for me, it's at its most powerful when it's part of a progression of a young horse. And I like applying it to two-year-olds because those races, they're all young. They're all lightly raced. You know, in October, they've only raced, you know, one or two times. So when I see that number, I know it's game on, so to speak. But just in general, I would definitely say that the triple digit with any horse last out is a good indicator of things to come, maybe next out, but especially so with younger raced lightly raced horses.
Oh, great. Well, thanks for the tip. And yeah. I'll sign off. But, yeah, I guess I'm on a known agenda this weekend. I hope Irad's okay after the spill today. But, yeah, I think he really wanted to run in the Derby, and he wasn't able to. So hopefully we'll see it this weekend. Night, guys.
All right, Steve. You're not the only one, by the way. He's the pick of the beast. I love known agenda on Saturday. So for what Steve just said, if you're just tuning in, if you missed race day, if you haven't been watching today, in the fifth race at Belmont Park, Erard Ortiz Jr. was home Jerome on a first-time starter for Chad Brandon Klarovich. I don't know what happened. It looked like the filly crossed her legs over. She clipped her own heels, if that's something that I've never seen it happen before. I have never felt more fortunate to cash a ticket. I made a pretty good bet on the winner, who was going to be second by about a 16th of a mile. yeah, I mean, it was going to be a very long way back to the second-place finisher. Erard is talking and able to move. America's Day at the Races reporting that Erard talked to Jose Ortiz's brother, talked to Erard. Erard and Jose told Richmond Liori, who's on the program that's covering the action at Churchill and Belmont today, that Erard is moving and able to talk. When he left on a stretcher, he was moving, but he did go to a local hospital for evaluation. If you're still playing at Belmont today, John Velasquez is going to ride the number 7 Fluffy Socks in race 8, the Wonder again. Flavian Pratt going to ride the number 2 split then double in the finale. 888-966-4776 to join us. You know, you don't want to look too far ahead, but it is the Belmont Stakes. Hopefully Arad's okay. I would imagine Jose Ortiz is the one that would pick up the mount on Known Agenda. I guess it would be between him and Javier Castellano at this point. I know one thing. If you're telling me those are the two guys I got to choose from at this point, I want Jose Ortiz 101 times out of 100.
Yeah, I would agree.
So let's hope Arad's getting the leg up, though. That was something, though. That was something. There's a great video coming in from Belmont now. Seeing Jose running, literally running the length of the stretch to Arad as they're taking him onto the stretcher. Amazing. Those two guys, never seen bigger competitors and never seen two guys love each other more than those two guys. Really great. Really great show of compassion there. 888-966-4776. All the work's done, I would assume. And I know you're going to join us tomorrow. You're going to join Bobby, actually, for the end of race day, presented by Twin Spires tomorrow. I know you have a pretty strong opinion in the Belmont as well, though.
I do. And I've said this on the show before, and it's 2 for 2 on the Nate for the Nation, but I'm prepared to make the biggest win bet of my life on Essential Quality. I just think he is maybe not the best three-year-old now because of, you know, Mandaloon certainly might be in that conversation and others, but I absolutely think he's the best of this group. Hopefully he proves it a mile and a half. He's by Tappet. I have no issue there. And the big thing for me, Anthony, I just, you know, I'd like to think you get a feel for these trainers, as I'm sure you hope you do too, with the guys and gals you cover day in and day out. It just feels like a different vibe with Brad after these last two workouts here at Churchill going into this race than it did going into the Derby. And it didn't take a stretch to get that the barn, like Mandaloon, better in the Derby than it did Essential Quality. But they persevere with the champ to the test of a champion, and I'm going to roll with them at 2-1. And it's all on his nose. I'm not getting cute with anything else.
Okay. All right. So there you go. Ed DeRose, the biggest bet of his life on Central Quality this Saturday. The number 2-2-1 on the morning line. I think we'll get all of that 2-1. Dave's in Connecticut. Hey, Dave. Welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey, guys. Ed, I couldn't agree with you more. I was literally calling as you were talking. I think Essential Quality is, same with me, could be my biggest win bet of my career as well.
Wow.
I think he's primed for this race. I love him tomorrow. Or for Saturday. I love him. Couldn't
you
agree
can't
more.
Win tomorrow. He's got no chance tomorrow.
No, he has no chance tomorrow.
You can bet him tomorrow.
I meant Saturday. Also, I also love the fact that what Belmont's doing in Naira, the two-day wagers, I think that's phenomenal. What a great idea that is.
Ton of them. There's 6 2-day wagers. There's 4 doubles. There's a pick 6, and there's a pick 4. So you can head over and take a look.
The pick 4 is such a great one. I think that's something that I've been looking for a long time, and I think it's a great idea to do that on the pick 4. And the cards are unbelievable.
The pick 4,
Friday and Saturday.
The pick 4 is the pick 4 makes up about 5 miles of races, about 6 miles of races. It's the about 7 miles of races. It's the New York and at the New York at 1.25 miles, the Belmont Gold Cup at 2 miles, so that's 3.25 miles, 1.25 miles in the Belmont and for the Manhattan, and then 1.5 miles at the Belmont. So
6 miles.
6 miles. Those are the 4 races that comprise that. Races 9 and 10 tomorrow and races 10 and 11 on Saturday. There's a 20-cent pick 6 across the 2 days. And then, like I said, there's 4 doubles. So, yeah, lots of 2-day action. Dave, thanks for the call as always.
You know what I would have loved to see?
Next week. What's that?
An Epsom-Belmont double.
You said that last year.
I know, I should have remembered it before just now.
Yeah.
Why not?
Should have called Joe Longo.
Hmm.
Joe's my man. Tell him the Big A sent you.
Next year.
Okay.
Do you remember too late this year. The Sandman sent you?
Don't tell him the Sandman. No, Sandman.
You don't remember that?
888-966-47. 7-6. You'll be. We know Bobby Newman will be Belmonting from Altoona, Iowa, Prairie Meadows. I assume you'll be Belmonting from Churchill Downs.
Yes, I will be. Yep.
Very good.
I Belmonted in '98 from a lobby of a Hampton Inn.
I've Belmonted. I'll tell you that in a minute. Let's get to George. George in Naples is on the line. Hey, George. Welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey guys, happy Belmont.
You too, my man. What's happening?
Hey there.
Well, I wish Ed a lot of luck because if he wins, I'm going to cash because I see this race. And first of all, I love the card. I see it as a Breeders' Cup card without the complication of the Europeans. It's my second favorite card of the year, absolutely.
Take a look at that. Just a game. There's a little Euro complication, but I know what you mean.
I agree. Right. And how I see it, and this will be okay with me if it happens, as for Ed's sake, I see Central Quality and Rock Your World running 1-2 in no specific order all the way around the racetrack. I think it's going to look like the Bluegrass when Chad Brown and Essential Quality were clear of the field. I think they're going to run 1-2 all the way around the racetrack. I think Essential Quality might wear him down inside the 16th pole. But I think Rock Your World's going to be tough as nails. He really didn't get to using much in the Derby. He still passed a lot of horses. I think he was 13th. He passed a lot of horses after the well-publicized start. And in the end, you know, we can handicap it all we want, Andy and Ed, but your gut and your hunch and your feeling deep down in your stomach – is what really moves us in this game, guys that have been around forever. You know, yeah, there's geeks and there's formulas and there's formulator and there's everything. But my gut is, the way I see it, is I think they're going to run 1-2 all the way around. I'm hoping, and Ed, best of luck. Tony, best of luck. It's a great day. I mean, it's a day to wake up early, that's for sure.
All right. Have a good one, George. Good luck. Thanks for the call, as always. This guy just called me Tony and Andy in 30 seconds. ever do either again.
No,
take
Tony?
A break. I hate Tony. Despise Tony. The only person that calls me Tony on a regular basis is Rudy Rodriguez. And the only reason I don't stop him is because I've tried to stop him a million times and I know it's not happening.
I'm going to call him Rudolph.
888-966-4777. Only if Clarice is around. 888-966-4776. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We'll let you head over to Twin Spires and take a look at the Astoria, which is going into the gate. Tacitus's full brother, Maximus Aurelius, running in race 6 tonight at Churchill Downs at 7:25. You know where I'll be. Take a break. Come back with more of your calls. You're listening to the BrisNet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrisNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrisNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrisNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrisNet.com/APR. The BrisNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrisNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrisNet is the handicapper's edge.
The spring meet is back at Churchill Downs with live racing now through June 26th as we gear up for the June 26th Stephen Foster. And don't forget, new this year, Stephen Foster Day has moved to a daytime card with 7 total stakes races that include the Breeders' Cup Winning You're In Fleur-de-Lis for the Distaff Division and the Stephen Foster for the Classic Division. With strong purses throughout the meet, you're not going to want to miss the spring meet at Churchill Downs. Get your tickets today at churchilldowns.com.
Don't miss HRRN's exclusive coverage of the 153rd Belmont Stakes, live from Belmont Park, this Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern. Who will go the grueling mile and a half to take the third jewel in racing's Triple Crown? Tune in to find out. It's the test of the champion, the Belmont Stakes, right here on Sirius 219, XM 201, or streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Steve Buttleman, the official bugler at Churchill Downs in the Kentucky Derby, and you're listening to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrisNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. Pete in Long Island's on the line. Hey, Pete. Welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show.
Hey, Anthony. Happy Belmont to you and Ed. And I wish you a lot of luck and to all your callers. But I think I'm going to bet a pick three. The Metropolitan, the Manhattan, and, you know, the Belmont. I like known agenda. I'm going to use them, but I'm also going to use the essential quality, too.
Okay.
And I'm just wondering, do you like anybody that stands out in the Metropolitan or the Manhattan? And
I like Silver State a lot in the Met Mile. And then, you know, the Manhattan is such a really good race. Domestic spending and Liam's map coming out of the dead heat on Derby Day. Gufo. You know, getting a nice little pace scenario, I think, with some speed in there this time. There was speed last time, and now he's got the race under his belt. And I got to tell you, Masterpiece was good last time, man. He scares me. So I'm in that neighborhood.
That's those are the horses that we're going to use, and also Channel Cat. I was going to throw him in there, but
okay.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Tough race, though. Tough race.
Yeah, it is. It is. I like Silver State. I know everybody loves Nick's Go, and Nick's Go can win. He'll be the other horse I use, but in my pick fives and pick fours.
Okay.
But I like Silver State tomorrow. Thanks for the call, Pete. As always, good luck. Make some money this weekend. 888-966-4776. The number to call. Happy Soul just romped in the Astoria. 4316 if you're playing. Pretty easy at 1-9 for Wesley Ward.
Can I get some props for my race 4 handicapping?
Sure. I didn't know that there was any real race 4. Where? At Belmont or Churchill?
Yeah, I had it 10-9, but bet the 9 to win at that ridiculous price. The Hennick Firster.
You bet that horse?
Yeah.
Good for you. .888-966-4776 Number to call. Brisnet.com call-in show. John's in Fresno. Hey, John. Welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Happy
Belmont.
How are you today?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. Hey, I want to talk Belmont a little bit. I've taken a look at the car, or looking at that race, and, I mean, on pace, it looks like Joel's going to just get to the front and keep going. I think Lombard will be a little bit closer this time, as well as Essential Quality. But I really got a gut feeling on this that I know on these last couple.
John, we're losing you, man. You're in a terrible zone. I don't know what you're doing. I don't know if you're driving, what's going on. But go ahead. Try one time.
Me?
Yeah, talk now.
Okay. I just want to get your thoughts on Known Agenda. Fletcher's been doing really well in the Belmont, even though he's having a cold meet. Your thoughts on the value on Known Agenda?
Yeah, I mean, I'm a fan. Thanks for the call. The connection's not great. I'm a fan. I like the source a lot on Saturday, a whole lot. And I'm with you. I think I don't know about Ron Baller being close to the pace, but I think Rock Your World. I see one of two things happening on the front end. I see Rock Your World, Joel just saying, you know what, come and get me. The other horse I think can wind up on the lead in the Belmont Stakes is France Go de Ina. I can
really
see that happening. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I can see that happening. I could see Ricardo just putting him on the lead, take him as fast as he can, as far as he can. We've seen some wacky results, commendable. The Tara. We've seen some crazy horses go gate to wire.
Sarava.
Well,
you went gate to wire.
Yeah, no. It wouldn't surprise me if he went to the lead and Joel just sat off of him with Rock Your World. See, if you think Rock Your World, I'm a Known Agenda fan. If you think there's a chance that Rock Your World is just going to get that Joel treatment in these route races as we bring Jimmy in from Kentucky. Hey, Jimmy, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show. If you think that and you're a Known Agenda fan, quite frankly, whoever you like in the race, if you think Rock Your World is going to be on the lead, he's the horse you need to fear the most because there's nobody better, nobody better at doling out speed in these extra distance races than Joel Rosario. If he can get, if anybody can get a horse a mile and a half, it'll be him. What's happening, Jimmy?
Hey, guys.
Hey, Jimmy.
What's up?
Hey, how you doing, guys? I want to not talk about handicapping so much right now, but I just want to ask you guys, what do you think? Is horse racing a picking winners game or a gambling game?
It's a gambling game. Got to make money. You want to pick winners too, but, I mean, if you pick four horses at even money or one at 12 to 1, I want to pick the horse at 12 to 1. You realize you could pick four even money shots on a card, and if you were to bet your opinions equally, you'd lose money on the day on a nine-race
yeah, but
card?
If the four even money shots all have less than a 50% chance of winning, then they're worthless.
Yeah. So this is the other thing. Listen, I don't incorporate the math into a horse race as most people do. Well, certainly I don't do it as much. What side are you looking to argue?
No, I just see so many people picking horses, and they don't care about prices, and they don't care about gambling.
Well,
I think
there's
part
a happy
of the issue
medium.
Is when you have to make the picks, which is, I mean, I fight this at Churchill. I don't know, you know, what your take is, Anthony. You do it too, but you know, they want our picks for the program within 24 hours of the draw, and I mean, I'm very upfront that I am going to be changing probably half my picks by the time race day comes, just based on other information I avail myself to that isn't available right after the draw, weather, etc. I think the further out you're picking, in my mind, the more you're focused on, okay, find the winner. But the closer you get to race time, up until you actually bet 1-2 minutes before post, then that's, to me, where the price becomes more important, to the point it becomes the only thing that's important. That's my take.
Yeah, well, that's kind of my point on the whole thing, is like, you know, you got so many people, like, we're picking horses now for Saturday and stuff, and like, that's just, you know,
it's tough.
It should be price dependent, because racing's a gambling game, unless you're just picking winners, you know.
Yeah, but hold on. See, I fight this point. I don't, and Jimmy, thanks for the call. You can listen off air, off the phone. I fight this point. I want to pick winners too. I don't want to be the guy betting my third pick. I don't think that's right, and I don't think enough people subscribe.
I'm that guy.
That's fine. I don't want to be that person.
My brag is a good point. I mean, I picked Hennig's horse second. But it's 64-1. Am I supposed to not play him to win because I didn't put him on top?
No, but that's a different story. If that horse is 12-1, you're betting him to win?
No.
Okay. That's where you're getting an insane price on an insane opinion. That's different. And I'm sure you're not doing that eight times a week.
No, I'm doing it once a week, maybe.
I know plenty of people, and I am not referring to Andy Serling when I say this. I know plenty of people that will want to pick a winner and say they pick a winner and bet their third pick, because I know people that will pick eight to five shots.
If you're a public handicapper, you can't do that. Either pick the horse you're excited about maybe betting, or don't. I agree with you. Absolutely.
I've called audibles. Everybody's called audibles. I called an audible today when there were scratches in the Intercontinental. I called an audible to Pieri Bianchi because I thought she was going to be the pace. She didn't. I'll handle the cash. Went to the lead. She wound up running well at 12-1 anyway. Hit the exact. Paid $19.70 for a dollar. I called that audible. There were very rare occasions this weekend, this past Sunday, I picked a race at Belmont 11-10-3. The field walked out onto the racetrack. I wouldn't give you $3 for the 10. Pitched a 10 and boxed 3-11. That's different. I've already been on television. I've already been published on the website for 36 hours. That's a different story. But people that do it on a regular basis, and people that have no problem doing it on a regular basis, is a problem. Tom in St. Louis is on the line. Yeah, Tom in St. Louis is on the line. Ed, you going to run away for a minute?
No, I got a few minutes.
All right, good. Hey, Tom, welcome to the show.
Good, gentlemen, good. Ed, I'm glad you're here, because I want to ask you something. Ed, you're all over Essential Quality, and I've liked Essential Quality since August. But I ask myself this question. Is the Essential Quality we're going to see Saturday, because of that missed prep in Oaklawn, the one that is going to be the big performance of the year that Cox was hoping for come Derby Day, because the snow and missing the prep and all that got held up? I kind of wanted to ask your question on that, and you like Essential Quality, so I kind of wanted to ask you that question if I could.
Yeah, that's been on my mind. I would say it was more a back burner thought versus what I mentioned with the workouts. It just feels like there's a lot more confidence after these two workouts than coming into the Derby after that dogfight with Holly Motivated. But, it does speak to that, because if, you know, he was at all short and they were trying to get him cranked, and, you know, he just wasn't responding. He still ran okay. You know, that sort of missed prep, or at least the change in schedule, could explain that. So it fits with the narrative for sure, and that was definitely something on my mind. But, you know, we're talking now 3 months back, so I don't really want to lean on that for this strong of an opinion. But it does fit the story, so to speak, and, you know, kind of leads into why he would be coming into this race better than the Derby.
Understand. I got a couple long shots on the card, per se. I think Swiss Skydiver is going to come back, and I don't think she'll be the first or second choice. I could be wrong just in looking at it. And just to follow on the previous caller, I don't look at odds at all when I handicap. Look, I pick a winner. If I don't pick the winner, it doesn't matter if that horse was 80-1 or whatever. And if I pick the winner, I don't bet enough that I can control it anyway. So I got also anxious to see Jackie's Warrior turning back to 7 furlongs. I think you're going to see something really special on this horse. And, guys, I cringe to say this. I'm going for the Japanese horse one more time. Willing to give him one more shot. I kind of like what I saw in the Preakness, at least the move up the back stretch. He's not in quarantine, and he didn't look like totally erratic when I saw him the other morning throwing riders and stuff. And, hey, it's an opinion. And, guys, if I don't win, I hope you do, and I hope you win all your other bets. So, you know, love what you guys do. And, Big A, I know it's your big week, and I'm going to let you guys talk to somebody more important than me. Have a good one, guys.
You got it, Tom. It's Beast, thanks, by the Tom. Way. 888-966-4776. Take a break. We'll come back with more of your calls. I'm sure Charles will be calling in soon. We'll bring you the Bloodhorse News Update as well, and that'll rejoin us in a little bit. You're listening to the BrizNet.com call-in show, the Belmont Stakes Edition, here on the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then BrizNet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. BrizNet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at BrizNet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at BrizNet.com/APR. The BrizNet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit BrizNet.com for all this information and more, and discover why BrizNet is the handicapper's edge.
Hi, this is jockey Brian Hernandez. For me, there's no bigger thrill than crossing the finish line in front, and nobody captures the excitement of our sport like Horse Racing Radio Network. Each week, HRRN brings you exclusive talk shows, podcasts, and in-depth conversations with the biggest names in racing, jockeys, trainers, owners, and more. Plus, HRRN is committed to helping disabled riders through their support of the PDJF. So climb aboard a winner today by visiting horseracingradio.net.
Join HRRN every Saturday morning for the Equine Forum in its new 3-hour format. Mike Penna will bring you interviews with the biggest names in thoroughbred racing, as well as new features like In the Room with Sean Clancy, Unsung Heroes, Kurt Becker's Stroll Through Racing History, and more. The Equine Forum, the show that launched a network. Saturdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern on Sirius 219 XM 201 and streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Chris McCarron, and you're listening to the best horse racing show on the radio on Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the BrizNet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Welcome back. BrizNet.com call-in show here on HRRN, 888-966-4776. Charles in Mississippi is on the line. Hey, Charles, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show. Happy Belmont.
You know, Anthony, the Belmont is my favorite horse race of the year.
Me too.
And the reason why, in 1980, Anthony, the Belmont, the winner of the Belmont, saved me from owing a loan shark, my right arm. My buddy Leon and I had to drive. I told you that story.
You did.
Yeah, yeah. But anyway, I'm going to play Essential Quality to win, and I'm going to play Up and Down Exacta Box with Rock Your World.
That's it.
And what I'm really looking for is other horses in other races that could pay some money or just, you know, hiding out or something. You know what I mean. I want to ask you a question.
Sure.
Is that Dylan Davis, is he riding like he owes some hospital bills or something, baby?
He's come back nicely at Monmouth Park. He gave that horse a good ride today. The Ed wound up betting on, paid $130. Yeah, Dylan's doing well. Good for him. He missed some time at a point where he could have made some money.
Yep. Yeah. Anyway, you have a great Belmont, friends. Ed, y'all take care. But I'll be betting Essential Quality.
All right. I'll talk to you. We'll talk to you next week. All right. There was Charles. 888-966-4776. The number to call. While we wait for the phone lines to ring, it's time now for the Blood Horse News Update and look at the top headlines from bloodhorse.com. Track announcer Denman to return to call races at Del Mar. Trevor's back. Del Mar announced June 3rd that Trevor Denman, the iconic racing commentator who called every race at the Seaside Oval from 1984 to 2019, will return to the track's roof for the 2021 season after sheltering in place throughout 2020 at his rural Minnesota farm as he and his wife Robin rode out the COVID-19 pandemic. "We are very keen to get back to Del Mar," Denman recently wrote an email to a track official. And Del Mar fans will get to hear the 68-year-old South African expatriate again when racing begins anew at the Seaside Oval on Friday, July 16th. Then we'll call the track's 31-day summer season, return to his Minnesota digs, and then come back to Southern California again in time to add his dulcet tones to the track's 15-day fall stand starting Wednesday, November 3rd. This year, Del Mar's second session, known as the Bing Crosby season, will include hosting the Breeders' Cup World Championships November 5th and 6th. That wraps up tonight's edition of the Blood Horse News Update. The new Blood Horse Plus is available now through bloodhorse.com and provides exclusive content to subscribers that includes a daily detailed stakes winners section, Fox Sports and Blood Horse branded weekly program showcasing the thoroughbred industry's upcoming races and recapping recent stakes races, behind the scenes videos and interviews, so much more. That's the new Blood Horse Plus on bloodhorse.com. Upgrade today. Del Mar just was not the same without the dulcet tones of Mr. Denman last year, and he will be back, thankfully, this season. You know what else is back? Woodbine Racing, set to begin a couple of Fridays from now. 15 days, in fact, Friday, June 18th, they're racing 4 days a week. Watch and wager on world-class turf racing Thursday to Sunday. Early pick four is guaranteed at $100,000 every weekend. The racing season kicks off at Woodbine 15 days from today, Friday, June 18th. Patrick's in Orlando. Hey, Patrick, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show. Happy Belmont, my friend.
I got a couple questions for you. One, I know I had called you before, and I was asking if you were ever going to visit a track you were going to go to. Have you ever been to Arlington? Because that's my trip I'm going to make this summer. I'm going to go see the Arlington Mile simply because I think the track's getting shut down.
Yep. It's actually the Richard – it's actually now the Bruce D this year. Actually, the Richard D this year, and because it's not a million, it's 600,000. Yes, I was 4 years old, so I don't remember too much, but I was 4 years old.
My second question is, do you think Cone Lima's got a chance in this next race at Belmont? Because I got a money back special I got to use, and I'm thinking the inner track, you guys had a caller come in. You say usually the inside horses win. I'd like to know your pick, and then I'd also like to know, are horses, are owners or trainers penalized when they scratch horses in a race? I'll take it off the air. You guys have a great day.
You got it. Go ahead, Patrick. I like the 9 technical analysis. I don't really like Cone Lima. I just don't know what kind of trip she's going to pull. Maybe she's sitting off stablemate Jouster. I don't know. I like technical analysis and Jouster in here. No, owners and trainers are not penalized for scratching. If there is a if they scratch a horse, well, let me retract that. Owners and trainers are not fined or disciplined for scratching a horse if they follow protocol. Scratch time at most racetracks is approximately 10 in the morning or 3 hours or so before post time. Some tracks like Churchill Downs, if you're on Twitter, Kevin Kirstein will tweet out scratches at 8 in the morning, 9 in the morning. Their car didn't start till 5 o'clock today. Some places have 2 scratch times, early scratch time, late scratch time. If you come to the paddock late and that necessitates a scratch, yes. If you have the wrong shoes on your horse on a turf race, let's say, like here in New York, you can't have any kind of bend shoes. You'll hear me and Johnny I announce quarter-inch bends. That's only in dirt races. If you come over with bends on your scratch, and you'll get fined for not only necessitating the scratch, but having illegal shoes on. So for the most part, no, unless there is an extenuating circumstance that you bring upon yourself that forces the scratch. Peggy in Georgia's on the line. Hey, Peggy, welcome to the BrizNet.com call-in show. Happy Belmont.
Yes, happy Belmont. I had a question. I just would like y'all's opinion about something. I love Me Mary, and she's in race 9. But there's 2 other horses that I'm kind of interested in that race also. It's won by Christoph Lamont, Muta Makima. I'm not sure
Muta
I'm pronouncing
her
name right. Yeah, and Magical. What do y'all think about that race?
Who was the second one?
I love Me Mary and Magical.
Okay.
Do y'all have any opinion about that race, or how do y'all like Me Mary?
That's tomorrow.
Oh, is it tomorrow? I thought it was Saturday.
Yes, ma'am. No, that's tomorrow. That's okay. It's the New York. It goes as race number 9.
Yeah.
You can hear it here.
Yeah,
you can hear it here tomorrow on race day. You can hear it here. Mm-hmm. There's not Magical in here. Are you talking about Michelin?
It may be. The guy from California is coming back to ride her.
Okay. Magic Attitude. Magic Attitude. Yes. Okay, Trevor McCarthy.
Yes,
all right, there you go. I don't like Mean Mary tomorrow, per se, in this spot.
You don't?
I don't know, but I think Muta Makina could get a piece, and I'll tell you what, Magic Attitude was very, very good in that Sheepshead Bay last time. She's actually cutting back in distance. She's actually cutting back in distance, Peggy, but that's a fun race. That's one of the toughest races I had a handicap this weekend, I got to tell you. So just because I don't like it doesn't mean that, you know, I pick plenty of losers. Don't worry about me.
Okay, but it is tomorrow then?
Yes, ma'am. Tomorrow, 5:15 Eastern Time post. You can hear it right here on race day. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Good luck. Enjoy. Enjoy the New York handicap. Yeah, fun. Listen, some of these filly and mare races, this race coming up that Patrick asked about at Belmont, the Wonder Again, it scratched down to a field of 10 when Miss Martina came out. But this is a straight 3-year-old filly race. The race tomorrow, the New York's 1.25 miles, got a full field of 11. And then the race on Saturday, the Just a Game, which always comes up a tough, tough race, always comes up a tough race. It comes up a little tougher. I mean, Regal Glory looked like she was going to be any kind of favorite in the Intercontinental today. She scratched. She adds to it. There's a field of 12 in there. The 3 filly and mare turf races at this Belmont Stakes Racing Festival was amazing. In partnership with Churchill, you can watch all of these races. You can hear them here on race day, and you can also watch them on America's Day at the races. We cover all of the action from Belmont and Churchill Downs. 888-966-4776, the number to call. We could sneak one more call in before the break. Congratulations, by the way, to Chase Miller, son of Darren Miller. Just got his first career victory as a rider at Churchill Downs. Kevin Kirstein. Kevin, I tell you, the folks over at Churchill, led by Kevin Kirstein and Darren Rogers, for the publicity, they do a great job. Kevin tweeting out a video of Chase getting the treatment. Omar Moreno Hernandez got it done here at Belmont on Sunday. They got the talcum powder, some eggs, the cold, freezing cold buckets of water getting doused. But I tell you what, I have to imagine it's an unbelievable feeling as this young man gets his first win of his riding career. Congratulations to Chase Miller. 888-966-4776. How about we take one more break? We come back with more of your calls. Let's have a Belmont winner, folks. Maybe give me somebody on the undercard if you don't like anybody in the test of the champion itself. You're listening to the Brisnet.com call-in show here on HRRN.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now. 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
Do you want unlimited access to handicapping without exorbitant prices? Then Brisnet.com has you covered with a variety of plans for past performances, pedigree, and raw data. Brisnet.com Performance Plan covers unlimited PDF past performances for just $85 per month and is available at Brisnet.com/plans. American Produce Records Online puts the pedigrees of nearly 1 million dams and more than 2 million foals at your fingertips. Plus, sire stats for only $275 per year and is available at Brisnet.com/APR. The Brisnet.com data plan offers unlimited access to race day data files, perfect for handicappers with their own database or to plug into other people's programs. The data plan is $125 per month. Visit Brisnet.com for all this information and more, and discover why Brisnet is the handicapper's edge.
The Spring Meet is back at Churchill Downs with live racing now through June 26th as we gear up for the June 26th Stephen Foster. And don't forget, new this year, Stephen Foster Day has moved to a daytime card with seven total stakes races that include the Breeders' Cup Winning You're In Fleur-de-Lis for the Distaff Division and the Stephen Foster for the Classic Division. With strong purses throughout the meet, you're not going to want to miss the Spring Meet at Churchill Downs. Get your tickets today at churchilldowns.com.
Don't miss HRRN's exclusive coverage of the 153rd Belmont Stakes, live from Belmont Park, this Saturday, beginning at 5 p.m. Eastern. Who will go the grueling mile and a half to take the third jewel in racing's Triple Crown? Tune in to find out. It's the test of the champion, the Belmont Stakes, right here on Sirius 219, XM 201, or streaming live at horseracingradio.net.
Hi, this is Joel Rosario, and I listen to the Horse Racing Radio Network.
This is the Brisnet.com call-in show. The phone lines are open. Call now, 888-966-HRRN. That's 888-966-4776.
I hope Patrick didn't listen to me. Cone Lima. The Flavian Pratt just took the Grade 3 Wonder again over a hard-charging Plum Ali and Gift List down at over at Belmont Park. 888-966-4776, the number to call. We wait for Ed DeRosa to rejoin us. It was weird. Technical analysis was cruising. Sitting in third, moved up past some horses. Looked like she was going to be a big player. She kind of drifted into the five or six path. Something seemingly went amiss there. Cone Lima, she's now won 5 of 6 on the turf. Todd Pletcher and Flavian Pratt teaming up. Back out to the phone lines. We go up to Toronto, speaking of Woodbine, opening up on Friday, June 18th. Lou is in Toronto. Hey, Lou, welcome to the Brisnet.com call-in show.
Hey, Anthony and Ed, it's a pleasure. Thanks for taking my call, guys.
Thanks for making it. Happy Belmont, my friend.
I'm so happy. Thank you. I'm so happy Woodbine's opening on the 14th. All our patios are going to be opening in the province. So things are starting to open up a little bit, which is really, really nice. Everybody's getting excited for the summer. They'll probably do a 2-month trial on it and see how the numbers go. For the Belmont, I'm sticking with my Preakness winner, Ron Bauer. I really, really think this horse is just peaking. And as you saw, his buyers getting better and better and better. And I really think this horse can really, really stick with these types. And with the way Michael McCarthy's training these days, I found a horse he had the other day. I just turned on TVG, and he had this horse called Thrilling. It's a three-year-old Uncle Mole. And this filly, she was 6-1, guys. I couldn't believe it. And they interviewed him, and he sort of played nonchalant, oh, we're going to get one in her. And it's like, you know what? Get one in her. He knew what he had, and the horse won. So I had the double, which was really, really nice, with Ground Attack in the next race. But this, I want another question. Is Trevor McCarthy related to Michael?
No, they're not related, Lou.
Okay.
No relation.
Yeah, I was just wondering. But, keep an eye on this filly, three-year-old. But, Rembauer, I'm definitely going to back him again. And if you're getting 3-4-1, it might even go up to 5-1, which would be really nice. I'm taking another shot. So we'll see. And you guys have a wonderful Belmont, and looking forward to the race. Thanks, Bob.
You got it, Lou. Thank you for the call. 888-966-4776. We still have time for another call or two. A lot of essential quality love. Getting some Rumbauer love. Surprised we haven't gotten any Hot Rod Charlie love. That's the one I'm surprised about. Thought he would take some attention. And maybe he still will. He's been installed as the 7-2 second choice. I cannot imagine. I have not heard about Flavian Pratt deciding to stick with him over Rombauer. I'm stunned. Haven't heard it one time. Heard some questions about it, but haven't heard it one time. Jim's in Boston. Hey, Jim, welcome to the BrisNet.com call-in show. Happy Belmont.
Happy Belmont, Anthony and Ed. How we doing?
Doing good.
I heard something today I had never heard before, and Alexandra is running in the Jaipur on Saturday.
She pregnant?
And she's pregnant.
It happens all the time.
Really?
Yeah.
It's just never brought up, right?
It's announced. It's announced at the track. They usually run through their first trimester. Okay. I've seen horses run. I want to say I've seen mares run as late in the year as early Saratoga. Not everyone's comfortable doing it. I don't know of any studies done, but yeah, I didn't know she was. I would figure at this point they would have covered her. I guess they'll run her one more. This is a race she won last year, of course, over Kanthakin, an impossible photo. Yeah, I mean, I'll tell you what, I love her. She's one of my favorite horses in training. But with this moisture in the ground, I wouldn't waste time. I think it's. If you want to run her one more time, I'd wait and try and find another spot for her.
I think that they said this morning on Steve Bick's show that this is it for her. This is the last one.
Well, I guess they'll run her then. So, yeah, that's it. I was a fan of hers. Big fan of hers.
Yeah. Any word on Irad? How's he doing? Any?
Haven't heard anything new. I've been scouring. Been scouring Twitter. Haven't heard anything. He's over at the hospital now. So we'll have to wait and see. That'll obviously take some time to sort itself out. But like I said earlier on the show, Jim, thanks for the call. We're going to try and sneak one more in. Jose spoke to him. Jose talked to Richard Migliore on America's Day at the Races, and he's talking, and he's able to move everything, which is, obviously of the utmost importance when it comes to injuries, and when it comes to these guys and gals putting their lives on the line every day. So those are two very, very good signs. 888-966-4776. Going to try and sneak one more call in. as we wrap up the Belmont Stakes edition of the program. I had a feeling Ed was going to leave and not come back. That's why I told him to talk about BrisNet at the beginning of the show. Plenty of stuff. BrisNet.com/Belmont to get involved and get all of your Saturday handicapping needs around the country, not just at Belmont Park, but, of course, all over the great U.S. of A. 888-966-4776. Tomorrow, business as usual, race day, presented by Twin Spires from 3 to 6. Bobby Newman and I have action from Belmont and Churchill Downs. Ed will join Bobby at the end of the show to go over some of those Belmont Stakes races. Weekend Stakes preview presented by Naira Betts tomorrow night. Bobby and I cover all nine from Belmont on Saturday. Ed's back, and a blast from the past. Jeff in Louisville's on the line. Hey, Jeff, welcome to the show. Welcome back. Happy Belmont.
Hey, happy Belmont to you, Big A. I know it's your favorite day, and probably your favorite sire and my favorite sire is going to win it again. I love Essential Quality. I think he was bred for this race. I really like his chances. I was hoping that the horse that tries every time gets closer every time. Begins with a D. Don't forget about. Keep me in mind. Keep me in mind. How come he isn't in the Belmont?
They decided to go maybe Ohio Derby, and then the last report I read, Ed, was they're thinking maybe turf.
Oh, I mean, yeah. I've
he ran right behind Essential Quality, turn, back when they were young, when they were kids. Ran second to him one time, and I looked at his charts. He's run like 7 grade 1 or grade 2s in a row. And the horse, he's a little bit more than a plotter. He closes pretty good every time, and I've just – was hoping he'd be in that Belmont, but not. And, hey, real quick, I heard you talking about the Isle of Wight today, the music festival.
Yeah.
It's a bucket list thing, Big A. It's a bucket list thing. Jimi Hendrix played there. The Doors, everybody that was anybody back in the day, they all played there. I think it's located, don't quote me on this now, I think it's off the coast of England somewhere.
It is. Yeah, man. Yeah, that's exactly where
it is. It's a bucket list thing. Hey, I'm going to go ahead and – you said you didn't have any bids today. I'm making the first bid on the day with Big A. I got a $100 bill for the day with Big A. We'll get the bidding started cheap.
Thanks, Jeff. We'll talk to you soon. Don't be a stranger. All right, Jeff from Louisville, nice enough to join us, make the phone call. As we wrap things up. All right, my man, you all set for your Belmont Stakes? Give everybody the website one more time and give them some of the good stuff that'll be available.
BrisNet.com/Belmont. Plenty of great analysis for Friday and Saturday. And Emily Gullickson, Dick Powell, Richie Ang, Gus Alonso, all your favorites. And most importantly, those great PPs is races finishing at Churchill. People are excited, and we're excited too for the Belmont.
3-5 shot, last in a field of 4 here. No Wesley Ward, Palace Avenger, no good. 1-5-7-9, post position
Bet
order.
Bet Mitch get rich.
Bet Mitch get that guy. Man, that guy buried me this year.
Chris,
yeah, he buried me. Mitch, all right. Great job as always. Great job as always. Ready for a big week. You're going to join us. You're not done with HRRN this week. You're going to join us tomorrow.
Back with Bobby, yeah.
Yep. You're going to wrap things up with Bobby tomorrow on race day. That'll be fun. You'll want to tune in, HRRN Nation, to my two co-hosts, Bobby Newman and Ed DeRosa. All right, my man. Enjoy the Belmont. Really sad not to be getting ready to go.
You.
Yeah, man. Miss you too. Getting really sad not going to be going to Manja with you right now. but I got some barbecue left over, so I'll live.
All right. Next year, I'll make it happen.
Next year. Absolutely. Sounds good. All right. Fred DeRosa, Lee Delapina, Bobby Newman from earlier. All of our callers, thanks for the calls. Snuck 15 in tonight.
Wow.
For everyone here at HRN, I'm the Big A, Anthony Spiel. I hope you have a lucky night. I hope you win all your photo finishes. We'll talk to you tomorrow at race day at 3. Until then, have a good night, HRN Nation.